This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
He is no stranger to the Urban Hot 40, featured in so many songs that did so well on the chart. Featured on Gabba Kanal's Heal and Lizia Yami, which peaked at number 2, and quite recently was Amoya by Artwork Sounds, which peaked at number 1. His name is Russell Zuma, and I am chatting to him. Welcome to the Urban Hot 40. Let me just start off by asking, man, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, and you?
I can't complain, I'm good. Now, you are no stranger to the Urban Hot 40. You were featured in so many songs that did so well on the show. You were featured in Gabba Kanal's Heal and Lizio Yami, which peaked at number 2. And quite recently, Was Amoya by Artwork Sounds, which peaked at number 1. And now, your very own song, Angikaze, from your latest project, Next Level, is doing amazing. So I thought, hey, it's only fair to get to know the man behind these hits and start from the beginning and get to know Horna, who actually is Russell Zuma. And I think it's also like one of the things that people want to know, if seeing that almost all the projects that you're featured in are doing so well, they want to know, Horna, where does Russell Zuma's love for music come from?
Russell Zuma, I think Kale from high school, and the music. Then after high school, while we quiet, called like in friends, So after that, being a friend, I'm a manager. I'm right now a new DJ. So in house music, Kale up with time, I know.
So you say you started loving in high school. Like, then was your family supportive of you your love for music?
Yeah, I've been supportive cool because my mom wanted to go to school in musical school here. Yeah. So I did 2 years there in music school.
Oh, nice. You define yourself as a vocalist and a songwriter. So obviously you breathe, live music. And one thing almost everyone does, I mean, I'm not a singer, but you know, when everyone is taking a shower, they sing in the shower. So do you sing in the shower? And what songs do you sing?
I don't sing in the shower.
No, that's a lie.
I only sing in studio.
I don't believe that.
Seriously, I don't sing in the shower.
So the music is only saved for the studio?
Yeah, in the studio.
Are there songs that are out there as a songwriter that you've written that people don't know that were written by you?
No, I work on right now, but Kuna Mayama Project is Wenza, Engwenza, no, Sunny L, Konama Project, and Wapalela Mayama Artist Alcorn.
Oh, nice. And you guys, like, Next Level, I've been listening to the project nonstop. I've fallen in love with some of the music, with all the songs there. And every single song of yours that I've listened to has a sort of calming effect. Like, when you listen to it, you just feel like, okay, things are going to be better. Like, when you prepare to get into studio, what's your process like when you're writing songs? Like, what happens there?
So, Mena, I write about easy dengi bona around my society, maybe with family, maybe my friends or something English mina myself. So that is why if we like music we connect now because kipana ngezinto ezenzekayo of early, like, and create storage out of nowhere.
No, that is amazing because they really do sound personalized, like as if they were written for someone else. Let's take, for example, Angikaze. You sing about never feeling like how you're feeling now and how uphethwe kahle. Now, I need to ask, was this written with someone specific in mind?
No. Uzokhumula before bekhona iHeal and Lizwe Yami. So, like, he that is young, like, the song speaks about, umuntu ohambile empilweni yakho, yabo. So, iAngikaze, ikhuluma ngomuntu osefikile, like, budlula esikhathini esinzima, like, now, so right, so mtholile umuntu, angikaze ngizizwe kanje, yabo. Dala ngithi, angikaze ngiphinde ngimthole umuntu ongithandayo.
So it's like it's moving from heal and tizio yam because you're trying to heal, and then now someone walks into your life and makes you feel better after you've done the healing.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that is next level. And those who would like to know, is Russell Zuma off the market?
Pardon?
Is Russell Zuma off the market, like for people who would want to know?
No.
This would actually make it very interesting to what I'm about to ask you now. If you could date any other musician, who would it be and why?
Yo. Tricky, man.
No, the one thing I know for sure is that someone's name came in mind, so now I just want to hear who it is.
Nia Pell.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Why her?
She's very talented. I love her voice. I love her music.
So it's about the talent and the music that she puts out.
Yes.
You mentioned also. You mentioned also that you have you've been in love with music since like high school, and obviously someone with your talent, like you are super talented, you can come up with lyrics, you can create a story with the music that you put out, and your voice on its own simply amazing. Have you ever used your voice to land a girl? So, you're not those guys who, when they want to share, they're like, okay, I'm talented, I can sing, and then they sing and something.
I know. No, if you say I'm seven, I'm killing a band, not sexually.
And if it wasn't for music, what would you be doing? Like, you obviously fell in love with music from high school. You went on to study music as well. But if it wasn't music, if you were to do something else, what do you think you'd be doing?
No, I was playing soccer before. I think Gavin Gladi Ball.
For real?
Yes.
Yo, I never would have thought that, actually. And which position were you playing?
I'm very, very talented in soccer.
No way.
Yeah.
And which position do you play?
Center back.
Okay. So next time, because there's always these amapiano versus hip-hop soccer tournaments happening, can we look forward to one that says maybe one day you're going to see the talent in one of these games that happen?
Yeah,
I know.
Maybe one won't
about it. One day. I'm looking forward to that one. I know a lot of people will be shocked. You have an EP out titled Next Level, and when I first saw the track list and the featured artists there, the first thing that came to mind was the movie Avengers Endgame, where that scene where Captain America was like, Avengers, assemble. Because let me say, you are fighting. Yeah. You brought out only the best of the best for this project. And I need to know, how did you decide on who you'd like to work with on this? Because you've been putting out music for a long time now. And now, when you're finally ready to put out this body of work, how did you decide who you'd like to have and who you'd like to work with on this project?
First of all, shout out to George Leslie, because we are all Ocean and say, okay, Next Level. We are, and I should say, we co-producer our code. So we end up decided to know this song as is seven in our body and this track as is in our body.
Now, let me just put you on the spot also on this one. Obviously, Anyigaze was the lead single. And when the project dropped, when I first listened to it, I fell in love with Kwelizayo, Mas Twelisane. So which of the songs from this project would you say is your favorite?
It's Kwelizayo.
Why?
Because I connect to the song because in 2007 I lost my mom. And in 2020, I lost my grandma. So ingoma ngi dedicated to Bona over Gogwam no Mawam.
Yeah, and it's truly
so.
Then
why ngi connected ya cool night.
Yeah, because when I listened to it as well, I fell in love. It literally just, it makes a lot of things feel better, considering also that now we are from COVID, where a lot of people have lost friends, colleagues, family members, and, you know, it's that song that says, at the end of the day, we're going to be fine, we're going to be happy when we finally see each other again. And I definitely, I know, I'm happy now that we have the same taste, because it's also my favorite song.
Yeah.
So also, with the drop of Next Level and also the features you've had, I know for sure you've received a lot of love from fans. How do you deal with being in the spotlight, with getting endless DMs? How you deal with that, and how does it feel for you when you see all of this happening and unraveling in your life?
Because I'm a humble person, because if you feel my DMs, I'm going to be a fan of the DMs. I'm going to check my DMs. Ngijabula kakhulu, and I chazeki le nto injabule nayo kakhulu from la ngisuka khona, yabo. Next level ngempela, because like in next level, like ishintshe kakhulu impilo yami, because like saying kwenye level right now.
Next level.
From la bengikhona before, and I'm very happy, yabo, kakhulu ukuthi
that's nice. So also being in the spotlight, it comes with a lot of things, like some weird things as well. What's the weirdest DM that you've ever received?
Hey, yet I got to next. I won't lie.
Oh, guys. And is there an artist that you would love to work with in the future that when you look internationally, locally, that you're like, okay, you know what? I need to work with this person. I'm off the top of my head right now. I'm just thinking, okay, maybe Nia Pell. But I want to hear from you. locally, internationally, are there any artists that Russell Zuma would like to work with?
I'd love to work with Black Coffee. Yeah. Also Saki and Sunny El. Likely Sunny El to see Spanawenyi project tonight.
And if there's anything that you would love for your fans to remember you, one thing that you'd love your fans to remember you by, what would it be for you?
I'm humble, I'm shy, and I'm talented.
Yeah, no, that is true. All of it. you did mention that there is a project that you're working on with San L, but what else is next for Russell Zuma? What's the next level?
Next year, I think I'll drop next year with Jod Leslie and Musical Chef. Like we're busy with the Next Level part 2.
Nice. We're definitely looking forward to that one. Is there anything that you'd love to say to people who love your music, who've heard you sing over the years, who've heard you sing over the past couple of singles, like your deep fans who love Russell Zuma? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I would say bafethu abaqhubeke bangisaporte, basaporte music wami, and I promise them ukuthi zoku deliver good music, good message, yabo yonke the right.
Thank you so much, man.
That was the Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.